He is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. This is Ministry of the Badge.
And you believe in God?
I do.
You believe God's hand was in this that day?
I believe so, yeah. I do.
And you talk about the country. You believe you have more to do. You weren't done. You were spared for a reason.
In order to see the chart, I started to, like this, turn to my right. I'm not supposed to be here tonight. Not supposed to be here. No. Thank you. But I'm not. And I'll tell you, I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God. As very brave Secret Service agents rushed to the stage, and they really did, they rushed to the stage. These are great people, at great risk, I will tell you, and pounced on top of me so that I would be protected. There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that.
But yet, here you sit. You had to have asked yourself, you had to have reflected on this, how am I here and why am I here? How do you answer that question?
It's a very hard one to answer. When it happened, it was a whack.
So why were you spared? You've had to reflect on this alone in the middle of the night, in a golf cart riding down the way, thinking about it. How do you answer that? Why were you spared?
So there had to be some great power, because you just can't say millions to one. I used to say a million to one. It's much more than that, because, again, you have to pull down the sign. There has to be a reason to go right, and I never go right. There's no reason. And not only go right, it's for about an eighth of a second. It's not just right. It's out of all the time that we're on this planet, it's one eighth of a second, right? So I shouldn't be with you. So,
is there a purpose? Well, is there a reason you think you were spared?
I mean, the only thing I can think is that God loves our country and he thinks we're going to bring our country back. He wants to bring it back. It's so bad right now what's happening. When you look at the crime, the horrible things that are happening inside our country, and it can be solved. It can be solved fairly quickly. It has to be God.
It has to be God. That, of course, was President Trump, the top cop in the United States right now. Those of you who can't see the picture, that was both a mixture of his sit-down interview with Dr. Phil and the Republican convention. Right after he was shot, he ended up coming to the convention. I happened to be blessed to be there that night. It was on a Monday night. I was again there when he was there on a Thursday night. It was very cool. On the screen, I'm showing a picture of my view from up on the balcony looking down on President Trump. I took several different photos. But what I wanted to show in this Ministry of the Badge is President Trump knew after experiencing that life-saving incident that it was because of God. And President Trump knew and felt that his life was spared because God wanted him to be the one to lead this country for this period of time. And does he really know this? And I believe he really does. After experiencing that, if you would have saw the look on his face that night, I fully believe President Trump was well aware. But maybe you didn't realize, Mr. President, exactly why. And here's exactly why what you're saying can only be so true. And that's Daniel 2:21. Daniel 2:21 says, "And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding." That's what it says. Did he spare President Trump's life? Yeah, he sure did. Think about it. You as a cop, you've seen people get into situations, these life and death situations, and maybe you've been in one yourself. You know that there's something more going on here. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you of course know that. But if you're not a person who's religious, again, we talked about religious. I'm not a religious person. But if you are a person who just doesn't understand, President Trump experienced something I hope none of you ever have to experience. But some of you who have been in this job long enough have probably seen things. And this is the reason why. Because it's God. But more to the point, God raises up and takes down kings. And President Trump experienced that for himself, for he was spared. I would highly encourage you to go watch the interview with him. And I get nothing out of this, by the way. I find these clips and I find these different news articles and other media that I share with you simply because I want you to see and apply real world issues to what's going on according to the Bible, because it all comes around this. You are ministers of good. And that's what we're going to talk about today. President Trump realized that his life was saved, and he goes on to win the presidency, of course, after that. And now he is going to go and do what he needs to do. Is he going to do everything correctly? Is he going to do everything right, wrong, or the otherwise? That will, of course, be judged in history. But know this, there was a reason why his life was spared. And obviously, right now, as it stands in this day and age, President Trump is the president. Why? Because Daniel 2:21 says clearly, God raises up and takes down kings and kingdoms. Now, you might come to a point and say, well, okay, well, if that's true, what about Hitler? What about Mussolini? What about all those evil things that had happened? Well, if you paid attention to World War II and seen what was going on, you realize that in World War II, as you can see, it was the Axis against the Allies, right? It was Mussolini and Hitler and Hirohito, and many others, against Stalin, of all people, Roosevelt, and Winston Churchill. But if you don't believe God takes up and brings down kingdoms, how did he overthrow all those axes of evil? He used another form of government. You see, God brings forth government on this earth to exact all his justices. Those people who are given charge are given charge by God. And when they mess up and they do something wrong, it's throughout the whole Bible. See, President Trump knew that. And ours isn't a kingdom, but it is a republic, an experiment, and at one time, a God-fearing country. And I think for the most part, we still have that. There can be some debate on that. But you, as an officer, are in this United States, and you're serving, and you swore an oath to uphold your state's constitution and the United States Constitution, Romans 13, 1 through 4, clearly shows you how God takes care of things. He gives all authority, and all authority comes through him to those rulers. Here in the United States, we have three: the executive, the judicial, and the legislative branch, through those powers, all of us as police officers get the ability to be able to do the job that we need to do. How do we arrest somebody? Because we can, because they break a law. The law of what? The Constitution. More our state's laws. So it gives us the ability to be able to do our jobs. That authority that we hold, that presence that we have, the badge that we wear comes from that authority, from those rulers given to us. We are an arm of the executive branch of the government. And there is no authority except from God, clearly states this. Very first episode, we talk about Jesus' conversation with Pilate. He says, look, you don't have any more authority than what's been given to you. That's why we're able to do our job. He brings up kings and takes down kingdoms through what? Through authority, through rulers. Resistance incurs judgment. If you resist authority, you get arrested, right? That's what we do. We arrest people. And at the very, 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 very extreme of someone, which happens very rarely, we have an ability, unfortunately, if people stretch it out too far, there might be a time where we take a life. And again, how is that possible? Because it's been given to the authorities through all the legislation that's been passed. The people in the United States are king. They passed all of those issues and said, okay, here's how we're going to do this. Why? Because it's been like this since the beginning of time. Romans 13, 1 through 4, no authority is given unless it's given from God. And when you resist, there is judgment. It also says, rulers are not against good, but punish evil. They are ministers for good. And then, because they're ministers, there's where ministry of the badge come from. I've been saying this now for a few episodes. There it is. And that word minister is the same word used as deacon, and it's the same word used for those who preach to the church. Those same words are used, and then it's used in this particular case for rulers and those under their authority, us as officers. Once we've been given that, and it's not here, and because later on it says, you know, they are God's ministers for good and to fear the sword of justice or punishment. What justice? God's judgment. 2 Chronicles 19:6. We're not some super avenger that goes out on the streets hunting down people, slashing people. We're not the judge, jury, and executioner. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I was watching an interview the other day and they completely took this verse and they, of course, perverted it. And they started getting into all of these other ideas that cops are this and cops are that, and cops have an idea and this is infecting the police departments and police forces. And they were so far off trying to prove how bad police officers are that they went out of their way to show the ridiculous. And they took the word avenger and they stretched it out in it. And it clearly says this, but in extreme cases, shootings with police officers and individuals happen very rarely, but they took it and they stretched it out. But we can see here that that's not the case at all. And there's where you as leaders fail at times. When you try to get us to not do something because it's too harsh or it's too whatever, the world is harsh. Way back in Genesis, in Noah's time, there is a verse that says, if you shed a man's blood, by man's blood you will be shed. That's in Genesis, given to Noah and his family. There wasn't even a form of government at the time other than the family. But that's how serious murder became. So you shed an innocent man's blood, your blood's going to be shed. Here's where we are as police officers. We arrest people for murder. The state then tries them and punishes them accordingly. And again, and in rare instances, that's if you ever come across this idea that we're the dragon slayers of everything and we're God's warriors and all of that can get torn out of proportion. We're in fact people who enforce laws. Period. End of story. Why can we do this? Romans 13, 1 through 4. You see, President Trump knew he was spared because he knew that he felt he was going to be top cop. And he had ideas and ways that he wanted to do because he figured this country, something is going wrong. The evil is starting to just be there. This can't keep happening. So he overwhelmingly felt the need to be president. And people can say whatever they want, but watching that interview and him experiencing being shot, it clicked. I know this. I'm only here because God spared me here. And am I going to be president? He said it during the interview. He didn't know at the time. But he knew. He knew it was because of God that he was spared. Look at 1 Peter 2, 13 through 16. Be subject to who? To the government. For the Lord's sake. To every institution. Governors are there to punish and to praise. People who do good, they're there to punish and to praise. And what does 2 Chronicles 19, 6 say? Consider what you do, rulers. Do it because you've been given that power by God. You've been given that power by God. So when you go out on the street and you're handling that ticket, you get done serving that warrant, kicking in that door, fighting with that guy who resisted, just remember why you're doing it. Just remember why you're doing it. You've been given the authority. By the same token, if you're going to give out a ticket to someone who is speeding, do it. Remember, don't give lectures and tickets, give one or the other. But even when you lecture, even when you act within the scope of your job, do it, rulers, keeping in mind that that authority was given to you. And those of you who are mayors, those of you who are legislators, those of you who are judges, don't judge based off your feelings and what you think should be. You have a political inkling towards you. You've been given laws. And you've been given rulers over you as well. And that's the people of the United States and those of you who live in other countries. Within your frame, do your job. But do it knowing that what you do is for the good of the people, not for the good of you. And they're not fighting you. They're fighting that which you represent. You have to be a minister to people for good as this. You've been called to this ministry, to wear that badge that you wear for such a time as this. You have been called. and you want to be the best minister of the badge that you can be, there's only one way to do that, and that is to be a servant of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in to Ministry of the Badge.
For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. You've been listening to Ministry of the Badge.